Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Simanim Member by Avram Goldreich and today Mosechus Peah, Perakei Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vav. Now before we begin, I want to tell you about a new addition to the materials that I'll be providing. One of the challenges with the Simanim is we have one word for each Mishnah, and it's easy over time, if you're not reviewing the Mishnah's inside, to forget, well, what was the case of the Mishnah that that word's referring to. So we have with Zichu Daf Simanim what's called the Blue Box Sheet, which is a quick review, kind of bullet point review of the points that we mentioned on the daf, so you can review a lot of points in a short amount of time. So I'm doing the same here now with Mishnah Simanim, where you'll be receiving a sheet that's got little blue boxes. Inside the blue box is a siman for each Mishnah, and next to it is a one or two line summary of the Mishnah that just highlights what's the issue that's being discussed, what's the machlokas that we have. It's not going through all the details of the Mishnah, but it's enough to make sure you hold on to the ikar, which is what is the Mishnah dealing with. What are the concepts that are being covered in the Mishnah in a broad sense? And this will be a way of holding on to what the token of the Mishnah is. And then, of course, when you go back and learn it inside, review it inside, you'll be able to then go through all the pratim, all the details of the Mishnah, and that'll help you with your retention. So it's the blue box sheet. I have not completed filling everything in. So I have the first three pakim and peah that I've done so far. I'll be adding in as we go along. But you'll find it right there after the Simanim sheet is the blue box sheet that does the summary of what's in each Mishnah. I highly recommend printing out the sheets and reviewing it and just keeping there, and you'll be amazed how much you'll be able to hold on to by reviewing what's on the blue box sheet. It's going to help, again, help you key in and recall what that one word's about, what it's referring to. The blue box will give you a little more detail for that. So that's the blue box sheet. All right, so let's begin by reviewing the simanim for the previous eight prakim, beginning in Perek Vav in Maseches Brachos. So the first simon is Ala Peros, Ta'a, Sha'akol, Minim Harbe, Parperes, Mevarachu Kulan, Iker B'tafo, Me'in Shalosh. In Perek Zayin, first simon is Zimun, Nek, Ketzad, Hachalek, Shtei Chaburos. Perek Ches, Yom Yayin, Netil Meziga, Mape, Mechabdin, Havdala, Ein Mevarchin, Shachach, Koz. Perek Tes, Nisim, Chamesh Brachos, Shehachiyanu, Nichnas, V'yahavta. Perek Alef and Peah, the first simon is Ein Shir, Shishim, Sada, Inglam, Ilan, Yimoreach. Perek Beis, Mapsikin, Amasamayim, Gader, Charuvin, Shnei Minim, Masa, Goyim, Chetzia. Perek Gimel, Malbanos, Menamer, Betzalim, Imaos, Achin, Karka, Shchimera, Eved. Perek Dalad, Mechuber, Dekel, Zarak, Megalos, Shalosh of Bios, Niskayer, Hikdish, Onas Maisras, Ashir, Leket, Chorin Amalim. And then we have Perek Hay so far, Takhtav, Shibos, Topeach, Bala Bias. So Mishnah Hay begins, Hamachlif Imahanim, if one exchanges his produce with the matanos from a neem. Mishalo pater, what he receives from the neem, the matanos, he's not chayef to take trumas and maisers from, because we know the matanos are pater. Ubishal neem chayef, but the produce that was given to the neem, the baal bais is chayef to take trumas and maisers from it. So we have a case where the baal sada is exchanging his produce for the neem's matanos anim. Then the next part of the Mishnah states, shnaim shekibos asad barisis to anim, they rent a field as sharecroppers, so they can't take the matanos for themselves because they're considered owners of the field, and owner can't take the matanos for himself. So what do? Zed nosim lezeh chelkom maizor ani, vezed nosim lezeh chelkom maizor ani. Each one gives the other his maizor ani, and he also can give the peilech and shekha to the other one. Then the Mishnah continues with the third case, makabel sad leksor, someone who's been hired out to harvest the field. He can't take lekha shekha peilech maizor ani because he's considered somewhat of an owner of it. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to come and qualify that. So the simple Mishnah is going to be Machalifa. The farm exchanges his ordinary produce with the neem who given them their matanas that they collected. So Machalifa is going to be the simon. The Mishnah Vav begins, a mocher es sadeh, if one sells his field before it was harvested, then the mocher is mutter to take the matanos from it because it's not considered his field, but the one who bought it is prohibited from taking the matanos because it's now his field. Then the Mishnah continues with a case where one would be robbing from the poor. For example, one hired a worker, a poor worker on the condition that the worker's son would collect leket after him, and the worker would therefore take lower wages, that's considered robbing the poor. Or we have a case where one makes it difficult for the poor to collect from his fields, like he doesn't set the collection times, or he lets one poor person collect but not another poor person, or he helps one poor person and he doesn't help another poor person. All these cases is considered gozel sanim. He's robbing from the poor. So the simcha mishnah above is going to be mocher, but I'm going to put next to it, in parenthesis, gezel. Mocher. Mocher is going to be the simon. So the two simonim for today are machlif mocher. Machlif mocher. All right, so now we go to our simon story for Perek Hey. So the zichru simon for hay is a haystack. So the simon story is the haystack had under it, tucked up, a stalk of grain, a shibolas, inside a water wheel, a topeach, that belonged to a wealthy Baha bias who exchanged it with a seller, who exchanged it machlif with a mocher. Once again, the haystack had under it tucked up a stalk of grain, as she boils, inside a water wheel, topeach, that belonged to a wealthy Baal who exchanged a machlif with his seller, mocher. So the five simanim for Perek Hey are tucked up, she boils, topeach, Baal machlif, mocher. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. Just a reminder to look for the blue box sheet that's in the materials in the PDF, which will help you remember the basic points within each Mishnah. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichru. Wish you a great day and great learning.